I'd like to say just a word particularly about the first reading today. We have a... it's a little bit flowing from yesterday's gospel. There's a vision here that the Lord wants to give us great things, but all we want are dumb things. You know, for example, again, going back to the image of a mother trying to give her child good, nutritious food, and all the child wants is Twinkies and ho-hos. We're sometimes this way with God. The people are out of Israel. I mean, they've come out. Israel has come out of Egypt, and they're now in the desert, and it's not easy. But they're free. After 400 years of bondage, they're free. They've come out of slavery into freedom. God has worked miracles for them. And all they can think about is the cucumbers and the melons and the onions and the garlic that they left behind. And God is feeding them in the desert, but it's not the food they prefer. And they say something very remarkable. We're famished, and all we see is this wretched manna. This ordinary manna. Now, manna is, we always think manna is bread. It was a bread-like substance. It wasn't exactly bread, but it was bread for all practical purposes. A very ordinary food. We may prefer steak. We may prefer sweets. We may prefer many things. But God is giving them the food that they need, but they dismissed it, and all they want, they'd rather have their slavery back if they can just get their onions and their melons and their leeks and their garlic. A great, great sadness. And I want to link it to the Eucharist for a moment. Many Catholics say, you know, Mass is boring, or, you know, what have you. It's routine, it's ordinary. They dismiss the Eucharist as really being just something of a symbol, or it's not a symbol, of course. It's a reality. It's Jesus that we receive in the Eucharist. But many Catholics simply just sniff at this and dismiss it. They'd rather play tennis. They'd rather go to the shopping mall. They'd rather do something else than go to Mass on Sunday. Again, a great sadness. And they are eliminating from their diet, if you will, the food that's most essential, which is Jesus Christ. Because it isn't done with lots of bells and whistles or what have you. Again, these are things, and ultimately you're going to find out here that God is very displeased with this attitude, and he actually sends snakes among them to bite them and bring them back to their senses. And the people then, they strike their breasts and they say, we've sinned. And Moses has to pray for their healing. So we see here that again, there is a great setting aside of the good things God wants to give for just simply the ordinary things of this world. And again, be careful. It's more, in a broader spiritual sense, let me just make this point and conclude. Many people pray to God only about worldly things. Fix my finances, fix my car, fix my health, do something to make this world more pleasant for me, and I'll just stay here forever. You know, so what we have is a difficult and unique situation. And what makes it difficult is that God is offering us something greater. He's offering us heaven, but we run away from death. We can't stand the thought of it. All we wanted to do was just make this world more pleasant for us. God is offering us holiness. He's offering us righteousness. He's offering us transformation. But all we want is a better paycheck. See what I'm saying? There's something more that God has to give us. But in the end, all we want is a new car, or we want our health fixed. Well, I got news for you. You can get your health fixed, but you're still going to die. We just need to begin to realize that God is trying to offer us some greater things, and too often all we want is to be the same old wreck we've always been, so long as we can have our melons and our leeks and our onions and our garlic or whatever the equivalent is, you know, the bigger paycheck, the fancier house, the better health. And I'm not saying don't pray for those things. There's a place in life for onions, garlics, and leeks. But in the end, there's something greater that God wants to give us. And this is what we need to keep in mind. And in yesterday's gospel, they came running to the Lord, saying, "Hey man, when did you get here? Give us more of that bread." And Jesus says, "Listen, I assure you, you're not looking for me because you saw signs and want to put faith in me and then be saved. All you want is your bellies filled. And don't seek for food that perishes, but food which the Son of Man will give you to life eternal." "No, just give us the bread. That'll be enough. All this mumbo jumbo about life eternal, I don't need any of that. Just give me bread. Then I'll be satisfied." And of course, we won't be satisfied. You know that. We're going to want something more and more. But in the end, we keep thinking that if all I get is just some more toys, something more of this world, then that'll be enough. And that's really all I want, God. And God is saying, "Look, I want to give you something greater." In this case, he wanted to give them freedom and a promised land. It would be difficult to get through that desert. It would not be easy. But in the end, there's a great blessing on the other side. But in the end, "No, no, all I want is onions, garlics, and leeks." Well, what about us? And so you see the vision. Ask yourself, you know, are you really willing to accept the greater gifts of God? Or is it just to get our bellies filled? Is it just for the onions, garlics, and leeks of Egypt? Would I just prefer Egypt to the promised land of heaven? Would I prefer this world to the things of God? And too often, that's exactly what it is. So, it's a chance for us to meditate and ponder. What greater things does God want? And do I have a hunger for them as much as I do for a fatter paycheck or any other good of this world? Amen.